A bunch of other financial news that's super important. And look, he's a mild-mannered economist, and you know, he doesn't put a bunch of bells and whistles on it and freak out like I do. But we're in a crazy world right now. And he agrees with all of Trump's economic policies. They're basically the exact right thing to do from his perspective. All I know is it's a hell of a lot better than the Great Reset, making us poor on purpose. So finishing up with the yen carry trade and then Japan saying they're going to accelerate interest rates, what's that going to do? And then let's get into all this other stuff you sent us, Dr. Elliott.
Well, you think of how much the economy has grown globally, not just here in Europe, everywhere over the last 20 years, right? So 20 trillion of that growth, 20 trillion has come from the yen carry trade. Now, this is not all, right? So that 20 trillion is tied to about 9 other leveraged investment pools, right? Which exceed 50 trillion. So as this starts to unwind, let's just look at treasuries, for example. Treasury basis, $1 to $2 trillion at a 100-to-1 leverage ratio, Alex. So if you have $2 trillion at 100-to-1, well, that's the equivalent of $200 trillion, you know, derivative unwind. This is the unraveling that banks don't want to talk about, right? This is, to me, when you look at this, there's $957 billion in commercial real estate, almost $1 trillion in commercial real estate that came from the yen. Private credit, $3 trillion that came from the yen carry trade. Zero-day options, 51% of the S&P 500 volume, 51% of all the S&P 500. Where does this come from? The yen carry trade. So now that this is over, imagine all those trillions of dollars of liquidity that aren't going to be there. I expect stock market crushing, right? I think it's going to absolutely collapse. Bond market, I think banks start to become very, very illiquid and very, very quickly because they're not just into this borrowed yen at 0%. They leveraged it with derivatives exposure. I mean, the dumbest thing you can do with borrowed money is go into even more leveraged debt. But this is what the global world has done, right? This is what they've done. So now, to me, there's a cause and effect to everything. We've talked a lot about the supply and demand issues, London running out of silver, right? There's nothing. The lease rates have gone up and nobody wants to fund getting metals into London because China wants the Western financial system to break. To me, let's just go one step more kind of big picture like. And that is when things are falling apart, gold and silver are flight for safety. I think the price moves that we're seeing today with silver going up, you know, $1.80 or something already this morning while we're doing the show, before we started the show, that is baked into the yen carry trade. And this is just the beginning. Alex, this is not the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the beginning for gold and silver. And I think it's the end of the end for global finance liquidity as we know it. I mean, it's the silent killer.
Well, I'm not a famous economist like you with a you know, great track record of accuracy, but looking at what all the other economists say, and just from what I know, this all just points towards more inflation and more in commodities. So isn't it a no-brainer to say this just adds not just the industrial needs accelerating with silver, but everything else we have with this coming in, it creates beyond a perfect storm. And so will this make you change your forecast for silver going up even more?
Yes, I think it's going to go up even more. I mean, I think it's going to go up substantially more, maybe by a factor of 2 to 3 times more than what I've projected before. And I thought it was going to go to 120 to 140. I think we could get into the low 100s, like
by the way, you did nail it. I remember 6 months ago, you said by mid-December, 67 silver. You literally hole-in-oned it. We got Carnac the Magnificent here.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you know who I have on as frequent guest? Anybody that has integrity and nails it over and over and over again. Birds of a feather fly together. And that's just the way it works. So, Kyle Serafin is undoubtedly the biggest FBI whistleblower in history, because there haven't been that many of them. He's been dead on. He's been a game changer for years. He's gone through hell. They've tried to put him in prison for it, and he just keeps calling it to the day. He said months ago, I think before Christmas, Bongino's gone. Nailed it. He said a week before, I think he'll be gone. I think by the next Friday, he'll announce on Friday he's leaving. He nailed it. Now, he actually had sources, so that's kind of easy to nail it when you have the sources. The point is, they're all calling him now. He's got big scoops on the ongoing Epstein saga. We predicted that when the deadline hit today, they weren't going to release all that stuff. So he's popping in the start of the next hour. Back to somebody that keeps nailing it. And again, the Democrats have 1,000 times more to worry about what's in this stuff than Trump. Then why does the Trump administration keep doing this? Because it embarrasses a bunch of billionaires that are Democrats that are Trump's buddies. And I'm not defending what Trump's done. He is obliquely joining in to this Epstein, Mossad, CIA, MI6 crap because Ratcliffe is asking him to. And I get national security, all that. But look at Bannon. He's like, yeah, I went and interviewed him. Yeah, he was big in politics. Yeah, I went over there and had meetings and interviews. Big deal. Move on. Steve Bannon ain't screwing 14-year-old girls. I mean, it's just Steve Bannon's a great guy. Trump didn't do anything. So 90-plus thousand files that the Epstein family gives the Democrats, the Republicans sit there, don't even pick through it, don't release the bad stuff on Democrats, and all the Democrats had was 19 files, 19 photos, two of them of Trump at public events with beauty queens from the New York Post. And they recycled, oh, we blacked their faces out, or these victims. I mean, it's a joke, people. Epstein was a socialite. He was at all the big things, all the big meetings, mover and shaker, investments, billions. I'm going to shut up. Back to Kirk Elliott. Closing out on this, Dr. Elliott. Overall, what else should we be looking at in the economy? Obviously, the Democrats have been trying to crash the markets. They're everywhere they have the headlines. 60 Minutes, CNN. Oh, the crash is here. 29, 2.0. It's not worked so far. The stock market's up today, despite the unwinding of the the Japanese John Kerry trade ending. What would we be looking at? And I know it's hard to know right now, but what are the different scenarios that could unfold now with this development in Japan?
Well, you nailed it right before we cut off here, and it's like, okay, what comes next is when global liquidity dries up, governments and central banks all over the world are going to have to go to their own printing press. They still have to run their countries, right? Which they're in debt up to their eyeballs. They've been relying on the yen carry trade at 0% to help fund that. They don't have that anymore. So you're going to have Jerome Powell sneaking over to the printing press, pressing the red button, create inflation here. You're going to have the European Central Bank doing the same. You're going to have the Bank of Japan doing the same, because they're no longer going to get foreign money coming in to fund everything. You're going to have, I mean, literally every central bank around the world without the yen carry trade offering 0% loans to go elsewhere, they're going to have to resort to their own printing press. Alex, this is global inflationary chaos that's going to cause everything to go up in price that's a tangible asset, but things that are tied on people's money being spent, like the stock market, like the bond market, when people are strapped for capital because inflation is too high, they're going to stop buying things. This is why I think stock market's coming down, why gold and silver are going up.
Now, the only stuff that's going to go up in value is going to be land, food, key infrastructure, gold, silver, copper. But you can't have a bunch of copper, folks. You know, so the point is silver's the way to go. It hasn't had the main moves yet. It's got the most growth baked in, as you predicted 2 years ago. And that's why it's the number one investment in the world, hands down. Gold's like number two. So how much is it overperforming gold right now?
I'll buy at least 2 to 1. I mean, silver's up 135% year to date. Gold's up like 65%. It's more than doubling.
And you'll sell people gold if they want it, but you're telling them don't do that.
Yeah, I would do silver. I mean, when they're both equally as safe, why would I do something at 60% when you can get over 130%?
And you've
right?
got equations to know when you convert and use the silver profits to then go into gold once the real acceleration of gold comes. When is that?
Probably in the first quarter, we're going to start doing that. It's the ratio between gold and silver coupled with newer kind of elements of bank liquidity, right? We found out that the banks do not want to settle metals transactions, which is why London ran out. So we're looking at bank liquidity. We're looking at the ratio between gold and silver. We're looking at people's growth. Some of my
clients are 250%. The fact that banks are backing out a big gold and silver trades, they know how volatile it is. They're scared it can explode 10-20% even in a day. They don't want to get caught with their pants down. I think that's the biggest indicator yet.
Oh, it's huge. And we know how to beat the banks at their own system, right? So this is why the strategy of locking in profits in silver when they've more than doubled, going into gold, this global financial system, Alex, is going to get worse, not better, which means ultimately gold will start to outperform silver probably in a year to a year and a half, but don't be in it yet. Be in silver because silver is going to explode in value over gold because of the nature of it. It's an industrial metal and a financial.
I'm up here doing a hard sell because it's like, hey, you're about to jump out of an airplane skydiving. You need a parachute. I mean, you've already got your phones blowing off the wall, but it should be, I mean, folks, I mean, I remember a month ago, as you predicted, there'd be little corrections, and it went down a few dollars. Silver people went, oh, look, see, it's over. Jones and Elliott are wrong, and it goes, shoots up $8 more. You know, it's like, folks, the fundamentals are baked in. I've never seen a more sure thing in my life. I've had the enemy, you know, take everything I have financially away, which I don't even care about. As long as I can operate, that's all I care about is operating, being on the air, got a car, a house. But I will beg for money and support, keep this broadcast on air. So just buy the stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. Great supplements, T-shirts, all of it. Great sponsors like this. I mean, lordy, lordy, I'm only going to steer you somewhere that's obviously good. The total proof's there. I'm not asking you to thank me. I'm just saying we're in the fight together. Support our sponsors while you get the very best investment from the highest rated place that sells it wholesale, so you know exactly what you're doing. I like it to go to Hawaii and you go up these cliffs. I won't do the 500-foot ones, but I've jumped off a 100-foot one. And it's crystal clear. You see stingrays and turtles down there. And you know, and you just watch 20 people jump off ahead of you, so you know it's safe. You don't go up the side of a river somewhere and it's brown water and churning and you don't know if there's rocks down there. I'm not going to jump into brown water from 2 feet up. You know, it's simple, folks. Don't do that. You'll break your neck and break your legs. But if it's a safe place, people are jumping off, you know it's safe. People are doing it in front of you. This is blue water. This is crystal clear. But you don't have to jump off 100 feet to protect yourself. You just got to step into the water. It's like those little pools that have the, you know, tiny edge that goes in where a baby can crawl in. You know, it is so ridiculous that the people perish for lack of knowledge. And it just amazes me that even more people aren't getting into silver because it's such a tiny, tiny amount of it in the world. And then that's all, just like you're revising your estimates that it's going to be even more. I agree with you. What's going to happen as it continues to run out? It could create, I want to predict this just in general. there could be some mega spikes in unavailability that come where you'll think you get a big drop, but it actually just goes up after that. So, I mean, I think there could be some scares here, only because, Dr. Elliott, we can see explosive spikes that are outside the trend. People shouldn't then freak out if it goes down after an explosive spike. What do you call that?
A gift. Because it's a speculative blow off, right? But what you have is a buying opportunity on the dip, and then it just goes up. That's basically the technical correction after a dip. One of those spikes, Alex, that I think we're going to get for strong fundamental reasons. Remember about a year ago when we were talking about Samsung and their new solid core silver state battery, which is going to change the electrical vehicle market. Something even bigger than Samsung just happened. So BYN, largest EV manufacturer in the world. It's like, what's that? It's a Chinese EV manufacturer. They just now started their own solid silver core battery technology because it'll let their cars go 1,000 miles without recharging. They'll charge up in 20 minutes and it'll last 20 years. See, these electric vehicle manufacturers, like we predicted, Samsung was going to change the EV market. So now these different automobile manufacturers in the EV market are going to be competing for the 800 million ounces of silver that are mined every year. Just one manufacturer is going to take up 20% of all the global manufacturing, just this BYN company. Well, what about Samsung? What about Boeing and Lockheed Martin? What about electronics? What about AI chips? What about solar? What, Alex? The demand is so outpacing the supply. We've already talked a bunch how there is no supply. Now with all this excess demand, that is going to cause a spike. So whenever you see a down day, which you have a correction, corrections are good. When people are locking in profits, that's why things correct.
Oh, when it went down 3 weeks ago, I said, get in there now.
Yeah. People locking in profits is not bearish. That's bullish. So when you see that, buy on the dip, because when the fundamentals haven't changed, there's another spike coming.
All right. Dr. Elliott, it's a no-brainer. I've never seen such a sure thing in my life other than the love in my mama's eyes. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Then they won't even on their website direct sell you silver and gold. It's not some timeshare pitch, any of that. They want to talk to you, get to know you, find out what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. If you want to get in a shark pit, quite frankly, almost every other gold company out there, it's not that gold and silver is bad. It's the best thing. It's like I said, in the savannah in the summer in Africa, all the wetlands drop into these pools. And the water's good. You need it. That's KPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Hill British Metals. But at the waterhole are the crocodiles, the hippos, the lions, the hyenas, the jackals, the cheetahs. So when you're trying to get silver and gold, folks, you better do some basic research, and you better not go to basically anybody that's big other than Kirkelia. There are mom-and-pop shops around town that'll buy it when it was before lower and sell it to you at wholesale because they already had it? Yeah. I can go get gold at wholesale in Austin right now, little bits of it, or silver. You ain't getting it on the market, folks. I can't believe how corrupt the market is. And I know you're not a troublemaker, and neither am I, Kirk, but we were talking this weekend. We need to go ahead and do it because this is so important. We have a responsibility to protect people, not just promote you. We need, because guys, I could get $3 million a month and solve all our problems, ripping people off, selling them numismatics, so we get a couple $100,000 a month, because that's how small his margins are. But I'd rather do that and people get the good mojo. But I think we have to go to war. And if you're willing to do it, I'll name names. If we don't have to, we can explain it. But it basically goes from bad to worse, and it's shameful. And so, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals /gold, KPM.com/gold, is the water at the waterhole. It's the water. And you look at it, and it's like a convention of gangsters when you get there trying to rob your ass, because it is the answer. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
Yeah, it makes me sick, folks. And that's another reason I got out of silver and gold 14 years ago, is the company I'd worked with forever that would sell you numismatic if you wanted it, had a pretty good deal on that, but they pitched wholesale bullion. And that's what I promoted. And because you got to sell something to make money unless you scale up like Kirk. I mean, it's hard with the margins he's got that are so small to even make money. But by scalability, you're able to do it. But most people can't do that. So quite frankly, Kirk's even better than my original sponsor, who was the best at the time. I mean, it's sick how he was able to scale up like this. This is very hard to do. That's why nobody else has done it, basically. And these other people, though, are cutthroats. I mean, absolute cutthroats. And I'm not differentiating my sponsor from where you've been getting gold and silver, so you go to my guy. With Kirk, it's wholesale for 25 years. You know the daily wholesale price. You get great service delivered to you for an 8% deal. Sell back, no cost. Nobody does that. And that's the big one. Cannot do better. Right, I didn't mean to go into infomercial mode. I just love pushing stuff that works. I just feel good. You know, I guess it's Texas hospitality, but I love to have family or friends over back when I had time. I love to grill steaks. And, you know, I cook the dishes myself, and so I'm a pretty good cook. And I love getting it all out, and it just feels good. You know what I mean? Good old-fashioned hospitality, a win-win. Whereas the globalists want to burn down society, burn down civilization. It's absolutely disgusting. Now, I really am almost ashamed I'm going to spend time on Ben Shapiro today. I already spent some time on him. But he's emblematic of the people in the Republican Party that want us to get in a time machine and go back to 2003 and George W. Bush bombing Iraq and all the rest of that crap. I mean, his record is un-American. The stuff he has done is so disgusting. And then he comes out and attacks me and says, I don't give specifics, I don't give facts, I don't give hope. That's a total lie. All we do is give specifics and facts and hopes and get you to get motivated. But then he went further, and I'll play this after the break. He laughed about the USS Liberty and lied about it. So I woke up at 3 a.m., couldn't sleep well last night, and was sent the speech from yesterday, and I thought I watched the whole hour of it. I guess I didn't. Because Rob Dew came in here, our news director, and said, why aren't you talking about him and the Liberty? So I'm sitting there in bed watching my phone. a few times, you know, I'd nod off. Anybody that can't sleep, you know how it is. You're like sitting there, but then you kind of fall asleep for a minute. I must have missed this. This is really bad. But going out to break, here's a six-minute compilation we put together with his speech versus the reality of what's happening in the world. Here it is. We'll be right back.
To Tucker Carlson, unfortunately, the Constitution is a mere ruse, a sham. Instead, Tucker Carlson promotes a conspiracy theory by which the American people have lost total control of their lives and thus have no real ability to shape policy. Tucker Carlson believes that foreign powers have hijacked our government, that conspiratorial elite, immovable and undefeatable other than through centralized power, has taken control. In 2018, Tucker Carlson said Washington leaders have confirmed our country's democracy is fake. If the population starts to believe it's all fake, that they're not really in charge, their votes don't matter, what will they do? Well, what they would do, presumably, is revolution. Because if our constitutional structures are utterly insufficient, we have lost control.
The fragmentation of the political right. That fragmentation is being caused purposefully by a splinter faction of people led by a young man named Nick Fuentes. They call themselves the Groypers. They are white supremacists. They hate women, Jews, Hindus, many types of Christians, brown people of a wide variety of backgrounds, blacks, America's foreign policy, and America's constitution. They admire Hitler and Stalin. And that splinter faction is now being facilitated and normalized within the mainstream Republican Party. The main agent in that normalization is Tucker Carlson, who is an intellectual coward, a dishonest interlocutor, and a terrible friend. And Tucker Carlson last week was aided, abetted, celebrated for normalizing Nazism within the Republican Party by the mainstay organization of the traditional right, the Heritage Foundation. Let's just be clear about this. If the primaries were held today, I would vote for Ron DeSantis. I would vote for him. And it turns out that many of us actually were not huge fans of Trump in 2016.
If you're a young person and you can't afford to live here, then maybe you should not live here. I mean, that is a real thing.
That's why the existence of the State of Israel is the single greatest guarantor of my loyalty to the United States, frankly. Right? Because Israel exists, that means the United States is going to be a more welcoming place for me, because Israel is there as a backstop in case anything should go wrong.
Here was Steve Bannon over the weekend, for example, praising Nick Fuentes. Again, the reason this is happening, we should point out, is because there is an attempt to glaze pretty much everybody who is on the anti-Israel, and yes, Fuentes is just an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic side, in order to shift policy priorities away from what President Trump is attempting to do. No to the Groypers. No to their publicists like Tucker Carlson. No to those who champion them. No to demoralization. No to bigotry.
Questions, positing vague conspiracies, raving like Alex Jones about the secret confederacies that control your life. None of it makes your life better. None of it. In fact, it makes your life markedly worse.
In fact, he's been called by some a prophet. Tucker Carlson literally called him a prophet on his program. So actually, this is a person whose own lawyer made the case in a custody hearing with his ex-wife that he was a performance artist. This wasn't even the Sandy Hook trial where he tried to make the same case. His lawyers claim that this man of integrity is, in fact, a performance artist. Quote, he's playing a character and is nothing like his online persona, attorney Randall Wilhite reportedly insisted in a Texas courtroom at a pretrial hearing ahead of the right-wing radio jock's custody battle with ex-wife Kelly Jones. Judging Jones by his InfoWars performances would be like judging Jack Nicholson by his depiction of the Joker on Batman. That's his own lawyer saying that. His own lawyer is saying that he was a performance artist.
There are certain diseases like mumps, measles, rubella, like MMR, right? Which are highly transmissible, and where you require herd immunity specifically to prevent against the transmission of that disease to people who cannot have vaccination. So I'm speaking specifically about pregnant women, kids with cancer, right, that sort of thing, and that prevent the transmission of that disease to other people. Then you run into the externality problem. And even libertarians believe that externalities are not protected by law, meaning that if you are polluting a river and you are upstream of somebody else, well, sure, it's a river. You're polluting it. But the problem is that pollution is affecting somebody else downstream. You don't have a right to do that. And the typical way that this is done is saying you can't attend a public school unless you get the vaccination, which makes a certain amount of sense. You don't want to expose the general public to the transmission of a disease. You shouldn't be able to be in public with a bunch of other children in order to get parents to vaccinate their children. They are child pornography. The reason the FBI is not releasing them is because those tapes do not include underage people with third parties on Epstein Island. That is not what the tapes are. I also have sources in the federal government who are covering this stuff and have seen the documents. Okay, those tapes are just child porn. That's all. That's what they are. That's why the FBI is not releasing them. Okay, as far as the Epstein list, what I have been told by my sources is that there is no Epstein list, that basically there's a black book of Jeffrey Epstein contacts. And the vast majority of those contacts are already out there publicly. That's why you know names like Prince Andrew or Alan Dershowitz or some of the names that have been mentioned here. Those contacts, there is no evidence, according to the DOJ and the FBI, and again, that's public, there's no evidence that any of those third parties were having girls trafficked to them. Here is Tucker then asserting that it was actually Mossad. Again, without evidence, not a shock. Of course, this is where Tucker was going. This has become the hot speculation on the internet, is without evidence, you say that Mossad was running Jeffrey Epstein. When I say without evidence, I mean without evidence. This is our country. This is our party, and this is our conservative movement. And I will not stand by while it is handed over to those who betray the most fundamental principles I have spent my entire life defending and advocating.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexjonesstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue, that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody. to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalist. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operations, the true thorn on the side of the globals on the air. And separately, the classic Nitric Boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for Spike Protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me. Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to cover Ben Shapiro right now because he is a symbol of everything that's wrong in this country and wrong in the world. He is an Israeli first operative. He is a neocon. He supported the lockdowns, the poison shots, the censorship of myself and others, a never Trumper. He attacked Trump on Jan 6 and after when that was a setup. And he had billions of dollars of funding from Zionist oil company in Texas out of Frisco, look it up, that bankrolled their whole Daily Wire operation, and from all sorts of other Israeli foreign money. And again, I don't have a fetish for hating Israel. It's a total open climate for that now because it's seen as the edgelording and the zeitgeist. And you know, it'd be safe for me to come out and wear a Hitler uniform right now and, you know, say, Heil Hitler. I don't like Hitler. I don't hate Jews in general. I don't have a hard on. I don't ascribe things to Jews. They haven't done. Everybody knows that. When they said Charlie Kirk was killed by the Israelis with no evidence, I said, I don't see that. And got attacked everywhere by the people that are obsessed with that. I'm into covering facts. And Israel is heavily involved in our politics, heavily involved in manipulating our foreign policy, spying on us, all of it. I don't like the U.S. ambassador. I like him as a person overall, nice person, a lot of good policies overall, but I don't like Mike Huckabee meeting with Jonathan Pollard, the spy, at the U.S. Embassy in Israel, all of this stuff. But I do want the Abraham Accords. I do want peace. I don't want Israel blown up. I don't want the Palestinians all blown up. I don't want just Hamas. I don't want from the rivers of the sea crap. I'm not allied with Islam. I'm an American, and I'm an America first person. And for over a decade, I have had Ben Shapiro attack me and lie about me and misrepresent what I've said and done, and I've hardly ever responded to it. But he gave a speech at America Fest, TPUSA, yesterday, and he laughed about the USS Liberty and the attack on that ship and said it was an accident. No, Ben, everybody knows it wasn't an accident. It's been in the Israeli news that some of the first planes refused to attack the ship with the U.S. flag and turned around, so they sent new unmarked planes. And then they attacked it with gunboats and everything else for hours and hours. Then they sent Israeli commandos on helicopters, who it later came out in the Israeli news, said, those are Americans, we refuse these orders. And they tried to court-martial some of them. Boy, good thing Ben Shapiro wasn't on that helicopter. You think he would refuse the order? It's the most decorated ship in U.S. history. I have interviewed more people from the USS Liberty than anybody else. You know why? Nobody can interview more because most of them are dead. And went further. I interviewed the admiral's son, who talked about his father getting the call from LBJ over the sat phone. Yeah, they had sat phones then, saying, I want that GD ship on the bottom, and turning back the aircraft twice trying to save the ship. And so they had a deal to do a Gulf of Tonkin, like they'd done a few years before, to get us into Vietnam War, but those weren't real attacks on ships. And it came out pretty quickly that LBJ had staged it. And in 2004, they declassified the famous tapes of Nixon with McNamara, Secretary of Defense, saying they're going to attack our ship tomorrow. You're going to make this announcement. Here it is. And you know, this is what you say. Hadn't happened yet. They didn't attack our ships. So they're like, well, we better figure out a way to go to war with Egypt and try to get Russia in on it during this war Israel's having. The U.S. wanted to use that to go to war with Egypt, try to drag the Russians in. Thank God it didn't work. Boy, God was looking after us then. This could have gone to nuclear war. And so LBJ got with the Israelis, changed the course of the ship, ordered it to not have its frigate protection that it had, and parked it right there for the Israelis to attack. Now, the Nazis that think only corruption can come out of Jews always get mad at me, and they got really pissed when I had the judge advocate general that ran the secret trial, when I had the son of the admiral on, when I had a whole bunch of people from the ship on, the first mate, all of them. Couldn't have the captain. He was dead by the time I was doing interviews on this. I've done hundreds of these. I've made films, Fabled Enemies, on this. And the Nazis got pissed because they went, no, LBJ's not involved. Israel did it. No, it proves it was a false flag with LBJ, criminal elements of the Pentagon, and Israel to get the U.S. fully into the war and try to suck the Russians in a proxy war like you're seeing in Ukraine. And I got this and learned all this when I was having Admiral Moore came on about it. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Later, he was the head of the Navy when the USS Liberty got attacked. And he talked about this. So he explained the strategy. I didn't even understand all this. I was just, is it true Israel did this, back when I'm doing these interviews 25, 30 years ago. So I have so much knowledge on this to watch Shapiro laugh about it and say it's an accident, had a gigantic flag on it. Captain McGonagall, when they pulled their support ship off of them, they were the main spy ship in the Mediterranean. He said, this has never happened in all my years out here. This is one of our top spy ships. He said, he had a feeling. He said, get the biggest flag we've got and run it up. And here come the Israeli mirages. Marked. They don't attack. They see their flags. McGonagall waves. This is all on record. They had court hearings on it. But then we later learned from the Israeli news, credit to them, that they were ordered to attack it and said no. So they're out waving at the guys flying right over the ship. They even got photos of it. They're like, oh, the Israelis, hi, you're our ally, hi. No, they were supposed to strafe you. They didn't do it. Well, credit to the folks running the Israel government. They had blacked out planes with no insignias ready, just in case. And here come those planes. And then come the gunboats, the torpedo boats, and more planes, and more planes. Hours after hour after hour after hour after hour after hour. The captain had his guts blown out, tied his guts into his body, shoved him back in to himself. Dead people everywhere on fire. Thousands of holes, giant torpedo holes, but they couldn't sink it. Because God didn't want the ship to go down, because most historians now believe Russia would have come in fully with an attack on Egypt, nuclear war. And that little snot-nosed punk, Shapiro, if he'd have deflected the question and said, oh, that's a historical thing, you got to research yourself or something, if he'd have been a pussy, I'd have gotten mad at him. And we know you're an Israeli agent. You know you're absolutely you're a scumbag. You don't have 1/100th of the goodness that the commandos and the helicopters that refused to go on the ship and kill everybody had, and not follow any legal order. You don't have 1/100th the courage of the first wave of jets that refused and said that's an American flag, because they tried to court martial them and it came out in court. The radio transmissions. They're like, no, that's an American ship. No, I'm not doing it. So they had him come back, put more people on, fly back. And the Nazis get mad because I tell the actual story. They go, don't make the Jews look good. Some of them didn't want to do it, blah, blah, blah. No, this is crazy, folks. This was our government with Israel doing it. You see, our government does evil stuff too. Recognize that it's everywhere. Evil is in all groups, all countries, all people. And when there's evil, you oppose it, but you don't oppose it from a Heil Hitler, you know, only Jews can do bad stuff thing. It's not a defense of Jews. It's a defense of reality. And the total proof from the major secret, almost year-long hearings they had with all the top judge advocate generals in there, this is a big deal. And they had their findings, and they kept it secret. And the admiral, with all the sick troops that survived, all blown up, carnage they'd never seen so bad before, they said, the admiral went into each one of the survivors and said, tell me what you saw. At the end, he said, this is national security. We've been authorized under national security of treason. There'll be no trial. If you tell anybody what you know, you will be killed. And I've interviewed dozens of the people, including officers that were told by the admiral, who did send planes twice to save it. McNamara comes on and says, it's an order. He says, I'm not going to follow your order. I want from the president. So the president sat links in. Yeah, they had sat phones even by then. They break into their radio wave system and says, I want that GD ship on the bottom. As I understood, this is direct order from the president. He pulled back those planes. I want that GD ship on the bottom. And the helicopters, five helicopters of the Israelis with commandos were approaching. Those big troop carrier ones. And they flew over and they left. And we've got the testimony. And then we had some of those people later testify in Israel, tell the news, yeah, we just decided we weren't going to do it. Well, that's very nice of you. What did these Americans do? And it was because some of them had been raised in America, were American. They went to fight for Israel, and they're like, we're about to go on a U.S. ship that we've been blasting the snot out of and kill these heroes? What the hell are we doing? That's the real story of the Liberty. And then Ben Shapiro makes a sick joke out of it, laughs about it. He's just a little demonic piggy or something. Except those evil eyes, like, ugh. And so it's a joke to him. Man, couldn't you say, you know, that's been a sad part of history, heavily debated, you know, war zone, things get confusing, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, yeah, it was a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. What? I covered the U.S. government staging false flags throughout history. William McKinley. Trump models himself after him. That's when we became an empire. The U.S. government got everybody off the ship that night in Havana Harbor in 1898, blew up the Maine, the battleship, the Maine. This is historically admitted, to blame it on the Spanish so we could take all of their coaling stations so our fleets could take the Pacific. Now, at least the Navy got the troops off the ship before they blew it up. The Maine, the Lusitania, Gulf of Tonkin. Our government has done stuff like this. And it's wrong, but it's a tactic of war. So just say it's a tactic of war, like the Levant Affair or the King David Hotel. Instead, no. Israel never does anything bad. Israel's perfect, and you better shut up and let's do whatever we want. Well, guess what? We're not. And that's the distinction, though. That's the distinction, is look at things unbiased, do the research, tell the truth, be honest, and lay it out so we can reprove and fix all the groups and all the governments and all the systems instead of it making it tribal. Oh, well, this Somali, there's like 7 or 8 cases just today, raped all these women and they never gave him a jail sentence and he just kidnapped and raped another woman and they're going to let him out of jail again. Well, we can't let the white supremacists be right. We've got all this black on white crime, so we'll just let them go. See, it's crazy. It's black people want to fix the problem in the black community more than anybody. Let's help them. Instead of turn all the black criminals loose so the black criminals think they got a license to go crazy and go crazy, I guarantee you, if there was open season and you told white people you can commit any crime you want, there'd be a certain percentage of white people that would just go out and start doing crazy stuff. Because you just gave them a license to do it. And that is literally what the white liberals have done. And they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. And so when Ben Shapiro tries to give Israel a license to do anything, how's that working out for you, Ben? I challenge you to a debate. You've told enough lies about me. But that's not why I want to debate you. I want to debate you on all the issues. 3 hours, 4 hours long, no moderator, just a clock. I get 3 minutes, you get 3 minutes. I get 5 minutes, you get 5 minutes. Whatever you want time-wise. 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute. I say long form. 5 minute, 5 minute. In fact, let's do a filibuster. I challenge you to an unlimited debate. And you know it would have 1 billion viewers. And you know it would dominate. But you won't do it because you know I got the facts. And you know I'll wipe the floor with you, son. It'll be like Mike Tyson fighting a garden gnome. I will destroy you. And you know it. That's why you won't do it. You little coward. So here he is on the USS Liberty.
Thank you for being here, Ben. You cited during your speech truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why, therefore, did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
So what I actually said is that if we're looking at modern Israeli-American relations, looking at an attack that happened mistakenly by multiple Navy reports, multiple Israeli reports, and all available evidence, and using that attack in order to undermine today's relations between Israel and America, that's irrelevant. As irrelevant as it would be to cite a piece of evidence from World War II or from 1776 to define America's relations with, for example, Great Britain or Germany today. That does not mean that the attack wasn't horrible for the Americans involved, that it wasn't bloody and terrible. The Israeli government paid reparations to the people who were killed. If you look at the actual military record of what happened on the USS Liberty, it was clearly a mistaken and tragic attack. The people who frequently cite the USS Liberty, however, are not talking about the specifics of the USS Liberty. I suspect that the vast majority of people who bring this up are doing so in order to suggest
that Israel deliberately attacked an American ship because Israel deliberately wants to harm America. It is connected generally with a larger point. I wonder if that's your point.
If the truth matters, then the Israeli government must be held accountable for that attack. The American flag was flying on that ship. You do not mistake an American ship for a foreign one when our flag is flying.
So, we can spend the rest of the time talking about the specifics of the U.S. Liberty attack, or you can actually go look at the naval investigations that were done, multiple naval investigations that were done. The reality is that people were flying Mirage planes for the Israeli military at the time. The USS Liberty was sailing in an area where it had essentially gone off-grid. The Israeli military mistook it for an Egyptian ship. They thought it was shelling Al Arish, which happened not to be true. In the initial attack, the American flag was knocked down, and then the attack went on for about 90 minutes. And then, as soon, you can hear this, by the way, on the tapes of the Israeli pilots talking to each other, as soon as they realize that it's an American ship, they call off the attack, they speed a ship to try and help the USS Liberty. There have been multiple unfortunate friendly fire incidents between Allied forces, including, for example, in the Gulf War, where U.S. forces were responsible for killing about 9 British troops during the Gulf War. It's an unfortunate reality of war, but you're not answering my question, which is, what is your broader agenda in asking the question? Because I suspect that your question is not limited to your specific ire over an incident that happened in 1967.
Hit pause. We'll go back to it. It's a big job. I probably did 50 interviews on this or more, made a film called Fable Enemies. And then I didn't really keep doing it because most people were dead. I interviewed the head judge advocate general that ran the secret inquiry that got sealed. I interviewed the guy that was the head of the Navy at the time who became the Joint Chief of Staff head, Moore. I interviewed, like I said, more than 50 people, from right down to the, midshipmen, right at the top. And the attack went on for how many hours? 8 hours or something or longer? They sent torpedo boats. They sent more jets. They did all this. They first thing they hit was the communications in the first strafe, and they were smart enough to unhook a bunch of the wires and hide them, understanding, oh, look, they just hit that, so they could then restring it and send out SOSs, and they were on the Israeli channels begging them to stop attacking. Yeah, the torpedo phase was 2 hours, but it went on and on and on. And then comes all the rest of it. So there was a whole bunch of phases, a whole bunch of rollouts, and I'll get that number myself. It's fine. I'll do it. So that's where we are here, folks. And Shapiro really stepped in here. There's been no ship in U.S. history hit like this. It's the highest decorated. Not the Grey Ghost, not the Lexington, none of it. And it was in dozens of battles, hit with kamikazes, you name it. This ship got more holes shot at it than any ship in U.S. history, bar none, and would not sink. Because it had bulkheads, and they went and locked those down. So, and by the way, they have the telemetry. It was not in Israeli waters. Another lie by Shapiro. Oh, the Israelis sent a boat to save them. What? Ben's in a lot of trouble now. He really stepped in it this time. Let's finish up with a clip from Ben.
I think we should question any foreign country's relationship with our government.
That's totally fine, but I'm just wondering why you
serve American interests.
Again, I'm perfectly fine with questioning any country's relationship with the United States, but again, I'm wondering what your motivation is in bringing up a six-decade-old attack as though it is the number one issue in assessing the relationship between Israel and the United States today.
Well, many problems persist to this day, but it's interesting that you say six-decade-old incident when there are many people in this audience who were alive for that attack. As if this is something that's irrelevant.
Well, it doesn't impact. No, it's just not particularly relevant to assessing the relationship between the United States and Israel today, in the same way that in 1967, there are a wide variety of countries with which the United States had different relations. Okay, it's clear you're not going to actually answer the question, so I'm happy to move to this one.
All right, so air attack, initial aerial assault by Israeli jets, fighters involved, cannon fire rockets and napalm. Torpedo attack was followed by an attack with three Israeli motor torpedo boats. Those are the boats he said that came to help. which launched torpedoes and continuing fire with machine guns. It goes on, the combination of air and sea attacks resulted in 34 dead American crew members and 171 wounded. It goes on from there. But those are the boats Shapiro said came to help. The torpedo boats. So here's Shapiro saying, I don't bring receipts. I talk about shadowy, foggy groups. No, I name the UN treaties, the WF, BlackRock, where they're specifically taking over different things, what they're doing, Democrat bills we need to block, bills we need to support, like banning transgender surgery in kids. It's all about victory. It's all about success. It's all about key races. It's all about knowing what's going on. But he says, we're not giving you any hope. We're dividing things. No, you're trying to come in because we're pro-free speech. We interview people you don't like, amongst other people I guess you do like. You know, one day a rabbi's on, and then another day, you know, somebody else. It's like, yeah, it's interesting. That's what we do. But the point is that you want to control that debate. It's not going to happen. Here's Ben Shapiro attacking me.
We have a duty to propose solutions. That's why we have to talk about our problems, in order to find the solutions. That's what politics was supposed to be about, after all, finding solutions to our common problems. If we speak endlessly about the problems we face, without ever positing a solution other than wrecking the system or centralizing power in a cult-like figure, we are not finding solutions.
Hit pause.
We are merely...
Start over. Did you just hear that? He's back to never Trumping. He thinks we're stupid. We're here with policies and ideas and getting it done. We're not wrecking the system. The Great Reset, the left wants to turn off the coal power plants and shut down society, Cloward and Piven. We want to save the American Republic. But you're worried about a cult-like figure with too much power. Oh, like Trump. Uh-huh. That's a Democrat Party talking point. This guy is stupid. Here it is.
We have a duty to propose solutions. That's why we have to talk about our problems, in order to find the solutions. That's what politics was supposed to be about, after all, finding solutions to our common problems. If we speak endlessly about the problems we face...
Look, you can't even
without
talk
ever positing a solution
without reading a script,
wrecking the system, or centralizing power in a cult-like figure, we are not
You'll
finding
never debate me.
Solutions. We are merely making problems worse. Just asking questions, positing vague conspiracies, raving like Alex Jones about the secret confederacies that control your life. None of it makes your life better. None of it. In fact, it makes your life markedly worse. That's because if you truly come to believe that nothing in your life is in your control.
Oh, no, we're all about winning. We're all about the power of the people. The opposite. Everything he says about me there is a lie. You know it is. You are a liar. You're a little devil. Hour number three, massive news breaking. Stay with us. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong. You know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexshilajitstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum, it's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship, but I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.